Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. John Bradbury's here. John's back. That's right. He's a great member of our Brain Trust, a world-class consultant working with people like you and me in our small businesses, but also larger organizations. He's the author of Six Secrets to Startup Success, and he's a small business owner just like you and me, John Bradbury. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Good morning.
It's great to have you back, John.
Great to be here.
One of the things that you've been thinking a lot about lately, John, is what I'm going to call the evolution of the workplace. Mm-hmm. And there are many things that are contributing to a kind of a dramatic shift in the evolution, sort of an extra ripple in the evolution of the workplace. Of course, this new normal we have post-2008 is one of them. And another one I think is significant that cannot be denied, and that is the young people coming into the workplace these days. They have different expectations. What do you think?
Well, I think they have different expectations for good reasons. You know, they have experienced a very different first part of their life than we did. I'm 50 years old. Or that our parents did, mm-hmm. in terms of predictability. And, you know, I think so many of the people I deal with who are thinking about their career still seem to have this assumption that we're going to move back as an economy to what we were in the post-war boom years.
The paternalistic employer-employee relationship.
Yes, essentially that you'll have
which is a late 20th century construct, mm-hmm. and I'm not going to say it's come and gone, but it has come and it is leaving.
Well, and you know, we tend to want to go back to what we experienced in our lives that was, mm-hmm. most comfortable, and it's not a bad deal to think we're going to be able to. You'll have a job the rest of your life. You'll work for the same employer the rest of your life, like some of our parents did. But the reality is, if you take the longer view over many centuries, the reality is that jobs were or are a relatively recent historical invention.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 200, 300 years ago, people didn't really have jobs.
The Industrial Revolution really helped to create the concept of jobs, didn't it?
That's right. To package the work in this envelope called a job.
Right.
And they all fit together in this organizational structure. That's relatively new.
Which also gave rise to more the development of markets in communities. The markets became fully functioning in communities with the Industrial Revolution, and which allowed people to really put division of labor, you know, on steroids, so to speak, and work for somebody and money became involved, and
that's right.
rather than barter, and so as you say, it's really only been a couple hundred years that we've been doing this,
right? And those jobs that are created depend on those markets, and markets, of course, are dynamic, so they're going to change over time at some point,
right?
As stable as we would love for them to be,
right.
And so
and now markets are moving to the cloud,
right?
And that's changing markets, isn't it?
And work's
moving to the cloud too,
which is creating a lot of complexity for big organizations, but creating a lot of opportunity for people who want to be free agents or utilize the tools available to us now to figure out how do your skills and your experience and knowledge, how does it fit best with what needs to be done now?
But only if you can get your head around all of what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids are born with their head around it, but you said you're 50 years old. Your generation is probably having a tough time with this right now.
They're having an extremely tough time. And
if you're over 45, you're probably, you know, if you believe what John is saying, you're over 45, you're probably breaking out into a little bit of a cold sweat right now.
Yes, yeah, it's an interesting conundrum, because as I've studied entrepreneurship, it's clear to me that one of the best ways to prepare yourself to be an entrepreneur is to work for somebody else early in your career.
Mm-hmm.
And you learn how business works. And
what I tell when I hear a young person who wants to become a business owner, they say, "What do you think I should do?" And I'm talking about, you know, right out of college. I say, you need to go get a job. You need to learn how the profit margin, the profit situation work, how financial statements work, and get some good training, get some mm-hmm. experience, take some lumps, watch other people make mistakes, and then come out and start your own business.
That's right. That's right. And the flip side of that coin, however, is that when you come out from a big organization or a corporation and start working on your own,
mm-hmm.
It can be quite a jolt for people who realize they now have to create all the structure that the organization created for them in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not all the structure, but the best elements of that structure. And it's a very different ballgame. And it runs parallel, I think, to this bigger shift from depending on big organizations to take care of us as an economy, or depending on the government to take care of us,
the paternal corporation scenario is becoming a smaller and smaller part of the workplace population. And I'll tell you something, in my opinion, it's becoming a less and less attractive option for people.
It's less secure, right?
Well, and so, it's not as much, and I'll tell you something, it's not as much fun.
It's not as much fun, and
Wall Street and the quarterly conference call has taken the fun out of corporate America.
Mm.
Because yeah, everything works back to the share price, the stock mm-hmm. price. And when it goes back out to the field, it kills creativity.
That's right.
And go ahead.
I just think for the overall economy, the more nimble and agile organizations mm-hmm. we have, the better we'll be.
That's now you know why in 1998 I predicted that the 21st century would be the century of the entrepreneur. And that's coming to pass. John Bradbury is our guest. He's the author of Six Secrets to Startup Success. More of this after these messages. Stay with us. That I
love. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.